Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's Uncle Scott from Sundays. We got a lot of touchdowns to watch together.
On 95.7 The Game.
You have no idea how often that gets played in my house. It's constant.
It's Uncle Scott.
It has not slowed down yet. Not at all. Week 3 in the National Football League is only hours away. And I got three announcements to make before we hear from Brock Purdy. The first of which is to let you know where you need to be this Sunday before the Niner game. The tailgate destination sensation is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale.
Cha-ching!
Good time in Grandy. Our pregame show starts at 10 a.m. Lo Neal and Evan Giddings will be there. They'll do the talking. You do the fun part. Games in the parking lot, great food, drinks. That's your place to watch all the early games. And as Dibs said, it's a nano box.
Yep.
So that's how you start. But if you're going to the game, we encourage you to come on by before and join for the pregame party and then take the shuttle back and forth for just $25. It's right down the street. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show link, and you can get your spot on the shuttle now. Laughing Monk Brewing is at 1235 Oakmead Parkway right near the stadium, and it's awesome. Love the food there. We've had a great time there, so our group will see you there. That's announcement number one. Announcement number two is just for fantasy dorks like myself. Jalen Waddle is in tonight. Wide receiver, Miami Dolphins. Jalen Waddle was questionable with a shoulder. Didn't even need the pregame workout. He is good to go. And my sources on the scene say a large part of the game plan tonight. Do what you want with that. That's not from me. That's from my sources. Jalen Waddle is in for the Dolphins tonight. And then announcement number three, and this might be what I am most excited about. Announcement number three is that tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning on Steiny and Guru's radio program, Aaron Turner will join. And I bet most of you went, who dat?
Yeah, right. Wow. Big deal.
Aaron Turner is Jonathan Kuminga's agent.
Oh, hello.
Aaron Turner is Jonathan Kuminga's agent, and he will be on 95.7 The Game with Steiny and Goo at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Man, I hope they take questions from callers, because I'll be on hold. Let's go to Dan, having the bag.
I believe that he...
Woodler Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
You're damn right we can.
We'll be laying
That's
out.
That's fair. Yeah, I already told Grandy, I go, we're going to have a hard time making best of tomorrow night, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's going to be Sports, appointment radio, man. Right there.
That's appointment radio. A birdie on the street tells me that Aaron agreed to do the interview because he's tired of callers saying that it's malpractice on his part to take the QO. He would like to discuss this with the people of the Bay Area.
I'm looking forward to hearing all of his answers to the obvious questions and the ones that are less obvious. Like, what's going on? Like, did you guys really turn down $35 million last offseason? Is Jonathan really mad at the Warriors.
Do you want to be here?
How set are you on this player option for the third year? How many teams were really interested in him in the offseason?
I will say this, okay, and this is, you know me, I love to, maybe I'm the nerd on this, but I love to dive into not just are people talking, but why?
Yeah.
Why are you talking? And I will say, from my years of experience in media, the fact that Aaron Turner agreed to do this is not the best sign for the state of negotiations.
I think it's a sign that there are things that have been thrown out there that are being received as facts that he wants to refute.
Yep.
Whether it's this $75 million contract offer, which is the latest scuttlebutt, or you know Jonathan's going to play it and trust himself and all the things that we think we know, Aaron Turner is a lot closer to it. And so he's going to give his side, which is, it's a he's in on it.
The bottom line is, Bay Area, this is as close to a Jonathan Kuminga interview as you're going to get until this thing is over. This is as close as you're going to get to what would Jonathan say. And what does Jonathan feel? So far to this point, basically Anthony Slater and a couple other dialed-in people are as close as we've gotten because he's invited them to come watch him work out and talk to them, and so they can kind of put out what Jonathan's side of the story is, but we haven't gotten anything like this until now. So we're going to get Jonathan's side to the story, and there's a reason that Aaron Turner has decided now is the time that we would like to get this out in the public, and he's doing it here with Stein and Goon. That's awesome, and I cannot wait to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I mean, this may be a long interview because there's a long list of questions that they're going to ask.
Yeah, we're going to check with Aaron before it starts. I know you're coming on at 10:30. Do you have anything to do prior to noon, or can you just hang out for about 90 minutes or so? We'll see. So Aaron Turner tomorrow, Jonathan's agent, at 10:30. But right now, Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, we did this whole thing, which QB is going to talk, and wouldn't you know it, the 49ers are like, both. Reminiscent of when Jim Harbaugh was like, who's starting, Alex Smith or Colin Kaepernick? And he's like, we're going to go with Colin and Alex. We're going to go with Colin and Alex. I'm like, Jim, you can't start two. But both of them spoke. Mac spoke and then Brock spoke. And this is the question and answer that took place.
We talked to head coach Kyle Shanahan and I asked him what the conversations were like between you and him. And he just said, you know, it's day to day. How is he feeling? So how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, exactly that. It's been a day-to-day thing this week, and I feel like I'm happy with the progress that I've been making with my foot and toe, and so more than anything, it's just going to be a day-to-day thing on how I feel. Nothing really more to that. So,
was it indeed the play you kind of scrambled out to the left and got tackled as you're going toward the sideline that you heard it? Like, how did you when did you start feeling it, and how much worse did it get as the game went on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just accumulation of certain plays and different moments in the game and stuff. So, you know, I think I finished the game and it was more so like the adrenaline cooled down. And, you know, I was like, all right, something's wrong with my toe here. And obviously you go in, get an MRI and you get a diagnosis and all that. So I didn't really know until after. But, you know, obviously you go throughout a game and you get hit and go through certain things. But My mindset's always been like, you know, I can play and you got to really take me off the field for something serious. But if I can walk and jog and throw a football, then I'm good to go. So, like, that was more so my mindset. And like I said, I didn't feel it till after. So,
did you let them know during the game that there was at least something that was bothering you in some way?
Yep.
Would you play this weekend or do you still need to wait and see how it feels in a day or two?
Definitely just gotta see, you know, come game time, how I feel. It's not, obviously I want to play every game, dude. Like, I want to be out there. We only get 17 regular season games and every game matters, especially a divisional, you know, going against the Cardinals. So, if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here but you never know. We'll see when game comes.
Brock, have you ever dealt with a toe injury? And if not, do you have like more appreciation for the importance of a big toe?
Yeah, I've never dealt with a toe injury. But yeah, it's crazy. Just talking to like receivers and skill position guys that, you know, you hear them go through a toe injury or whatnot, and then they go, no, dude, it's one of the most painful things regarding, because you use your toe, you use your feet, you know, and every little movement and stuff, and you got to be explosive and go in and out of cuts. So, yeah, I definitely have a new perspective and an appreciation for, you know, making sure that your toes are healthy it's everything. So,
your shoulder, is that still an issue, or is it at this point not an issue?
No, it's good. Yeah.
Obviously, affects your mobility. How does it affect your ability to throw a football?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's you know, what dropping back. You know, I went back and watched film and just saw, you know, how explosive you really need to be at quarterback. You don't really think about it, but getting back from the line of scrimmage and your drop, your handoffs, carrying out a fake, bootlegs, you know, and scrambling, like, you need your toes to be able to go in and out of those cuts, and it's something that you can't really mask. You know, you got to be all in and healthy to be able to play the position of quarterback. So now I realize that.
Do you have to wear like a steel plate under the toe, Brock, or have the footwear adjusted? And then my other question is, are you pretty glad you escaped what Joe Burrow's got?
Yeah, I mean, I think the orthotics and cleat footwear and stuff, you know, we're going through that right now. But yeah, there's been guys that wear, you know, the steel foundation that can help out with your toes and whatnot. Yeah, there's that. And then obviously, yeah, what happened to Joe sucks, man. And so I'm fortunate, you know, that I don't have to have surgery, but, you know, it's, I don't really know what else to say, man. It's just unfortunate.
When you're watching the game, are you going through the reps that Mac's going through mentally, emotionally? Like, how are you approaching that?
During the game or practice? During the game. Yeah, obviously I'm in tune to every single play call, and you know, last week it was, I'm on the sideline, yes, but how can I help my team, you know, and be a guy there for Mac, helping him with, you know, what he saw on the field when he comes off the sideline, or talking to other players about the play and stuff. So it's just like handling all that, but obviously being in tune and seeing what he's trying or what he's seeing out in the field. It's tougher when you're on the sideline, but I understand, like, his shoes and you know, him going through reads and trying to handle the emotions of a game, it's not easy. And so, obviously, I want to be there for him and my whole team as a whole.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys. We'll react to that in a sec. Brock Purdy, who spoke today after Mac Jones spoke, starting quarterback, speaks on Thursday. Both of them talked. Last Thursday, neither. This Thursday, both. I love it. I just love it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. What'd you make of that?
Game time decision. And the one takeaway was, you know, I'm going to have to see how it feels when I get out there before the game. And you were mentioning earlier that 11:30 is where you have to submit your actives and your inactives officially. They got a 1:25 game, so I don't know if it still is 11:30.
No, it's not.
Minutes before.
Technically, a little bit before noon. So if it's a 1:20, yeah, 11:55.
Just hearing him talk, the fact that he talked at all, and then hearing him talk that, you know, they're already working through footwear and orthotics. They're already trying to, you know, figure out what might be comfortable, what might be supportive, what might work for him from a shoe standpoint, and him saying, yeah, I got to wait until I get out there on game day and see how it feels. So 1:25 kick, you get out there probably at 10 o'clock and you do your first little runaround session. And if he feels all right, he's going to play.
Correct. I think Brock's going to sit this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's likely. I'm going to put this, here's how I would phrase kind of what I think the 49ers are doing, what I think Brock Purdy is doing. I think that, it, like, because you always have to go into anything in life with a plan, but then be open. Like, you've got a young daughter, right? I would argue that you do this every single time you leave the house. Every time you wake up in the morning, you've got a plan, but then we're going to be open to go a different way. And that could be because the school calls, or go back a couple years, it could just be because we're about to leave and she just filled her diaper. Like, I mean, this
all
is
that. Yeah, every
right.
day.
Every single thing. So you have to have a plan, but then be flexible and open for it to go a very, very different way. And I think that's what the Niners are doing here. And the plan is to start Mac Jones, but be flexible to be ready to go a different way if things progress rapidly over the next 72 hours or so. Again, this is me guessing, but I'm guessing based on what I'm hearing. There's one specific part of his sentence when he's talking about whether or not he's going to play that kind of stands out to me. And let me reread the quote. We just heard him say it, but here's the quote. Just got to see come game time how I feel. Obviously, I want to play every game. I want to be out there. You only get 17 regular season games. Every game matters, especially a division game going against the Cardinals. So if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here, but you never know. We'll see when the game comes. The sentence that stands out to me is, first of all, the one that includes the word but. Like, yes, every game's important. I want to play. But.
Got to be smart with your body.
And then goes on to say, you never know. You never know is what we say when you buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
You never know.
Got a couple for tonight.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. You never know. But like, yeah, or a super double, probably not.
Well, and then this one you definitely kind of do know.
You
kind of
do.
You're right.
Right. Like that's, you never know is something that you say when something is pretty unlikely, I think. That those three words, you never know, that's, I mean, it's what I say, like, lovely Christy and I do this every single weekend. The way I watch our fantasy games, if you're down, you know that stupid little percentage deal, Leo?
Yep.
Where you're like, oh, I've only got an 18% chance. And she'll be like, I'm not going to win. I'm done. And I'll be like, you never know. Like, your person on Monday night might go off.
It's like the Giants in this wild card thing.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Like, they could go win their last 10, and the other teams can spit the bit. You never know. But I do think that this one's a more likely than your standard you never know, because
I'll agree, but it's less than 50-50 to me.
Yeah, but it's not 90-10. And last week was 100-0. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't even have his uniform, so he wasn't playing. This one, he's practicing. He's taken QB3 reps, I guess. He might be getting more reps than, you know, Adrian Martinez, who really knows.
Right.
But ultimately, as a coach, you have to go into it thinking it's going to be Mac Jones. It's Thursday. We don't know about Brock. You never know. But you do know that Mac Jones is going to be healthy. And so he's going to be the starter until Brock shows himself to be so healthy that you can go the other way.
Can we listen to it again? Just that specific answer. And then you tell me if you hear anything, not definitive, because I don't think there is anything definitive, but if you hear something that makes you kind of lean a certain way.
Definitely just got to see, you know, come game time, how I feel. It's not, obviously I want to play every game, dude. Like, I want to be out there. We only get 17 regular season games, and every game matters, especially a divisional, you know, going against the Cardinals. So if you ask me, I'd love to, but I mean, I'm trying to be smart with my body here, and you never know. We'll see when game comes.
Okay. That's yeah. Like, it sounds the same to me as it does when I read it in print.
And he says before that, he says, you know, you got to be smart with your body,
yeah.
But you never know. So maybe he will be a little bit hampered, and he won't be smart with his body. And
I think what they're trying to get to is, when do you arrive at the point where a doctor will look at you and say, no, playing also fits into the concept of let's be smart. Like, because playing Brock Purdy is also smart if he's healthy.
Yeah, like, but this to me goes to what Herm Edwards was saying earlier in the show about hurt versus injured. Sure. So if he's out there practicing and he can wear orthotics and they're figuring out if a plate in his foot or in his shoe would actually help him, would it help stabilize it? He might just be hurt. He might not be injured. I think he's right on that line between the two.
I agree with you, but for me, I don't even know if that's not what I would be focused on. I would not be focused on can Brock function, because I bet he can function. You know, it was interesting to hear him talk about the second half against Seattle.
Yeah, the adrenaline.
And he was just like, adrenaline takes over. And this is typical for a lot of different injuries. Then you sit down, you know, then you go get on a plane or you get in a car or you have a night's sleep and you wake up and you're like, why is that twice the size of what it was yesterday? And it hurts 10 times more and all of those things. So I get that. But as he's sitting there talking, the question that I would be asking if I'm the 49ers, what are the chances that this kind of an injury can be aggravated to the point where it gets a lot worse? And you can't sort of define that with all injuries. Anything can get worse if you're playing football.
Yeah, you're playing tackle football.
Right, but you know what I mean by that. There are certain things, for example, Kevin Durant's calf. Like, okay, dude, like, this is a super risk. But it's the NBA Finals, so it's a super risk.
And he wanted to play.
And he blew his Achilles. So this is an indicator that you can make this worse. Other things, I think, are just, they're in the healing process, and playing football for 3 hours probably isn't great on them, but it's like, the chances, in other words, if I play, am I risking turning this into a burrow? Or is it just going to hurt a little bit? Kind of a thing. And yes, there's no way to perfectly define that, but that's what doctors will do. And that's the question I would be asking. Can this be made worse just by playing, or is this just a pain management thing? And if you're taking a risk of making this a season ender, well, then the answer's hard no.
Well, of course.
But the answer's hard no.
There's no way that you can honestly determine that. And even if he waits 2 to 5 weeks, he waits 5 weeks and his toe is perfectly healed, it can happen again. You know, and he said that it happened on a number of different plays where, you know, the toe, he did it once, he did it twice, and it could have gotten worse and worse and worse, but anything can happen at any time. And I don't know if the turf toe, the variant, is one where, you know, it's necessarily more susceptible than other things to suddenly getting worse.
Well, it's a ligament. It's a ligament situation. Yep. So, like, you know, let's go to George Kittle's hamstring. Hamstrings, as we know, calves are tricky. Like, those types of injuries are the ones that you really run the risk of re-injuring and making them worse, right? Now, if you've got a bone bruise, though, it'll hurt like hell, but it's not like, oh, if somebody hits me there, it's going to snap in half. Now, I accept what you're saying. It's football. So, quite frankly, there's quite a large risk no matter what. You can be 100% healthy.
Right.
Right? And there's a huge risk because you're playing football. So there's no way to perfectly pull out a Sharpie and answer this question. But I do think a doctor would have a pretty good sense on, is this type of injury, like, what's the risk level of really taking the current injury I have and amplifying it and multiplying it into the really bad version of this injury versus, is it just going to kind of hurt more if I turn the wrong way and aggravate it? No perfect answer, but that's what I would be asking if I were him. If I was talking to the team doctors, that's what I would want to know.
Well, I'm sure the team doctors have already weighed in with that, and I think that if it was more severe, he wouldn't even be out at practice. I think that the fact that he will be 2 weeks removed from the injury on Sunday tells me that it's gotten better pretty fast, and it wasn't all that severe. The 2 to 5 week proclamation or the report, it was obviously much more on the 2 than on the 5 if he's able to already be back at practice. And so practicing against your own team is different than playing tackle football against other people who are coming for you. But if the toe is already in a spot where he can go out there and play in practice, then yeah, he could get re-injured, but anything could happen to anybody.
Sure, of course. Absolutely. I mean, there's no escaping that. That was true week one when he was fully healthy. Obviously, something did happen. I thought this was an interesting answer because we think of the toe and we think of his mobility, but you also have to push off. And so he was asked how the injury affects his throwing.
You know, I went back and watched film and just saw, you know, how explosive you really need to be at quarterback. You don't really think about it, but getting back from the line of scrimmage and your drop, your handoffs, carrying out a fake, bootlegs, you know, and scrambling, like, you obviously you need your toes to be able to go in and out of those cuts. And it's something that you can't really mask. You know, you got to be all in and healthy to be able to play the position of quarterback. So now I realize that.
Okay. So I thought that was super interesting because I think that there was something going on in the second half there in Seattle that he didn't like on film. And it wasn't great. The Niners weren't moving the ball great. He threw one of his two picks. He threw the touchdown pass, and it was a weird one that he got away with. His receiver had to help him out there, even though he was on the move. I take from that, again, it's another indication that he's like, this needs to be better for me to go out and succeed at quarterback this weekend.
Yeah, and he said in that little interview there, the press conference, that he did tell the sideline that something was going on and that it was hurting, and it wasn't so bad that he couldn't continue to go out there and play. And he even mentioned how, yeah, if I'm able to go out there and do it, I'm going to go and keep playing as long as I possibly can. And that's what he did, and then the adrenaline went away, and he realized he had himself a problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.